There's a question concerning an individual that finds it difficult to leave off a particular sin, and they feel lost and confused, and when they try to stop and ask Allah for forgiveness, they continue upon the same path, and they doubt that if they are honest to Allah, what is your advice to help the person? Then it is upon us to know that the door of repentance is open. And happiness, as mentioned by Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah and other scholars, revolves around a number of things. Number one, that when the servant is blessed, they are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we are tested, then we are patient. Patient for the sake of Allah. And thirdly, if we sin, that we repent. And there's a beautiful hadith that we find in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that a person should never despair of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if they sin, they should repent sincerely to Allah Azza wa Jal. And they should never despair of the mercy of Allah. Abu Huraira, he said, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يحكي عن ربه عز وجل, narrating from Allah the Mighty Majestic, Allah said, أذنب عبد ذنبا فقال اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي. A servant committed a sin and he said, oh Allah, forgive me my sin. فقال تبارك وتعالى, Allah, he said, أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. My servant has sinned and he knows he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes on account of sins. ثم عاد فأذنب فقال. The servant sinned again. And he said, أي ربي, O my Lord, اغفر لي ذنبي, forgive my sin. فقال تبارك وتعالى, Allah, he said, عبدي أذنب ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. My servant has sinned. He knows he has a Lord that forgives sins and takes people to account for their sins. And then the servant sinned again. And he said the same thing. My Lord, forgive me my sin. Repenting sincerely to Allah Azza wa Jal, fulfilling the conditions of repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدِي ذَنْبَ فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبَ. My servant has sinned. He knows he has a Lord that forgives sins. Now look at the importance of correct belief in Allah's names and attributes, knowing the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Ghaffar, that are forgiving. So the servant, Allah Azza wa Jal said about this servant, he knows that he has a Lord that forgives sins and takes people to account due to their sins. وَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكْ. Do as you please, for verily I have forgiven you. And the scholars, they explain this, meaning, if the servant continues like this, meaning every time they sin, they repent sincerely to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will forgive them. Even if a person sins thousands of times, but they repent sincerely, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive them. التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. The one who repents from a sin is like the one who has no sin. So a person should never despair of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, I advise the questioner, read the book Ad-Dawa Ad-Dawa, The Disease and the Cure of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah. If you can read Arabic, Alhamdulillah, biha wa ni'mat. If not, then Alhamdulillah, it's translated in English. And the question was posed, this was a book that was written after a question that was posed to Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah about an individual that was committing a major sin and they feared that it would destroy their worldly life and their akhirah, the hereafter. And they found it difficult to leave the sin. So it was a similar predicament. So read that book, inshaAllah ta'ala. Naam. Also, if a person is repenting to Allah just sincerely after sinning, naam, so they sin and they repent to Allah just sincerely, but they fall back into that sin, which may occur, naam, look at the reasons, some of the reasons what are causing the individual to fall into that sin. For example, in the hadith of the man who killed 99 people, we see the scholar advised that man what? He said, you live in an evil land. Go to a land where the people, they worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Meaning, it's possible that the land where you are living is having an effect upon you. So look at that reason and remove it. Barakallahu feekum. So look at what may be causing you to fall into that sin and address that as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all success.